1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Executive action on immigration expected today.
President Biden is set to announce two major immigration programs. One to protect nearly 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation, and another to make it easier for some migrants, including so-called dreamers, to get work visas. That's according to a source familiar with the discussion.
That's ABC's Lana Muiz. Russian President Vladimir Putin is headed to North Korea. In an op-ed in North Korean state media, he thanked Pyongyang for supporting actions in Ukraine. Tens of millions of us are under heat alerts today. Chicago already setting a record this week because of the weather. The heat dome, which traps hot air in, stretches from the Midwest up into the Northeast, could be more records set this week. Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. And the Boston Celtics winning a record-breaking 18th NBA championship last night. The Celtics breaking a tie with the Lakers for the most championships. This is ABC News. A new monolith mystery in the Nevada desert.
Yesterday, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department let folks on social media know about the appearance of a mysterious monolith on a trail north of the city. Just 2 months after a man discovered another monument-looking thing in Wales, and he said there were no footsteps around it at all. And in 2020, many similar-looking structures were found across the world. That year, there were around 24 discovered in just a few short weeks. With so many popping up in 2020 and now a few more in 2024, it makes you wonder, do aliens just love an election year, or are we all being pranked in a worldwide effort?
That's ABC's Danny New. The federal government suing the maker of Photoshop, accusing Adobe of hiding fees and making it hard to cancel subscriptions. And customer service is slipping. Here's a surprise. Latest annual survey by Forrester puts its customer service index at its lowest level since 2016. High prices and issues with AI chatbots getting some of the blame. Pet care company Chewy gets the highest marks for customer service. This is ABC News.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw a fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adell there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? It's just got to control it a little better. But, yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy going to Racine to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Madison, broadcasting from State Street Live. Every once in a while, I like to, you know, pick up the pace when I see the call letters just to see if I actually have that kind of energy in me first thing in the morning. I feel uncomfortable having tried that again this morning.
It sounded just fine to me. I don't know what you're complaining about.
It just seems like I forced it. You know,
forced it?
I'm not being real anymore. I'm just
a shadow of your former self.
I'm faking it, man. You know,
you are.
It's the old Simon and Garfunkel song. Just faking it.
Okay. Well,
I'm out there sounding energetic, sounding like I know what I'm talking about. Which is almost all the time.
Did you stay up too late last night, or are you not?
I did.
Did you get a lot of sleep?
I went to bed about 11. I watched Mad Max Thunder Road.
Oh, I was going to say you were probably up playing with that AI thing again.
Oh yeah.
I
had to pull myself away from the computer.
I'm sure you did.
The thing is, when you do those AI songs, they give you two at once.
They
do. Yeah, that's weird. I haven't figured out why.
I don't either. Yeah.
Oh. What? They give you two versions?
Two for one deal.
Okay.
I sent you a couple of clips from it, and I deleted the whole cuts, but I gave you what I saved. So we have about three for Dumpster Fire Friday.
I don't think we ever explained what the whole thing was.
The
that was
AI?
Going on.
AI.
We're making music with AI. We're making jingles. We're making some songs, right?
Yes. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world.
Can't we just do it on the air? Can we just make a song?
We are going to be doing that.
Well, when? Later today?
Well, you know.
Why don't we do it now?
Sam could
do it live.
Sam could do the John and Gordy theme song that he did recently. We should have played it yesterday.
Okay. Well, can we find it?
I got to look where I put it.
Okay. I can't find it. Okay.
But no, you know, I mean, we've got that.
All right.
But when we have a hot topic.
Yeah.
You know, when we were talking about, I do want to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about the eggplants and cucumbers.
Oh, let's do that again.
And I want to do the song. I want to do a song like that. And the idea for the song is, I love you, but why do you keep sending me eggplant emojis? And that'll be whatever the song.
Okay,
that's going to be your. That's going to be your prompt for the AI.
Of course, we have to
experiment with it.
What style of music?
Let's see if it works.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Can we get to the weather first, and then we can jump into all this, or you want to put off the?
No. Let's go with weather forecast.
Make some weather jingles with that AI thing.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do that?
I think that's a capital idea.
God.
Speaking of the capital.
Brilliant.
We've got some sunshine this morning, a few clouds. Uh-huh. Temperatures at 74 degrees. It's going to be hot and humid again today. Yeah.
Miserable right now.
What would the high temperature be today? Let's get the lottery balls, the weather lottery balls in motion. Find out what the high temperature is expected to be today. The actual air temperature first ball says 8. Second ball, also 8. They're matching balls today.
That's right. Yes.
88 will be the expected high today, but it'll feel hotter than that with the humidity levels. Yeah. Really, the dew points up there in the 70s already. So that's the weather.
That's good.
And I am shocked to learn, just devastated to learn, we have no coffee.
We're out of coffee!
What? How is that possible? We have no coffee here today.
That's ridiculous. Doesn't happen at a radio station.
You call this a radio? Come on.
It's not now.
Okay, so you know how this guy goes backwards, right? Maybe if we follow him backwards, we'll go back to a time where there was coffee.
You can jump in the time tunnel and find out where the coffee is. Well, I brought myself coffee.
Yeah, I hope you brought enough.
Did you bring any
coffee? I did. I brought a thermos full.
Sam, do you have any coffee?
Let's just say that I have a secret stash.
Pods.
Okay.
Does that machine crank out good coffee at all? Does it taste okay?
If you put good coffee in it, yeah.
Yeah, really? Well, I mean, that's
all
hard
All that we have, well, there's decaf and there's dark roast.
Okay.
Oh, the Keurig machine?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, so we have that.
Yeah, but K-cups aren't really great.
Yeah.
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 You don't like those? Why not?
No.
Well, I think it's pretty good.
I like the pods, you know.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
The machine is more sophisticated. The espresso coffee machine.
Are they like a competitor to Keurig?
Espresso, I think that's what they call them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a competitor, but it's a different kind of pod, and they've created some kind of centrifugal force that circles the water inside the pod at super speed, and it takes every essence of that coffee out.
No kidding.
And puts it in your cup.
All right. That sounds pretty high tech.
Johnny the coffee snob.
Yeah. Having been... You know, in retirement for like 15 years, I examined everything I got into.
You had a lot of time on your hands.
I really did. I went really deep into everything.
You're just now discovering this?
No.
You've come out to the light?
I always do this. You know, it's been part of the family show for years.
Yeah.
You know, just really over-researching whatever we're into, whatever topic we're talking about.
You stay in a lot.
Well, yeah.
Kind of a vampire-like family existence in the Peterson household.
Yes.
You only come out at night.
I don't do that anymore.
You're watching movies at night, so I don't know.
Yeah,
You need to get out more.
All the illegal movies are at my fingertips now.
Pirate movies? let's get to the National Day calendar. Why not? We can't dance and it's too wet to plow. Let's go. National Wanna Getaway Day. What are these days? Which one is not the real day? National Wanna Getaway Day? How about, we only have a few here today. Is it National Vintage License Plate Day? Is it National Splurge Day? Is it National Go Fishing Day?
Go Fishing Day. It's not that.
It is that.
Ah!
It is that. It's
only like
go fishing
days,
day.
And I thought,
so you are wrong.
Made up.
Sam, what day do you think it is or isn't?
It's not vintage license plate day.
You are correct, sir. Once again, you win a shiny new dime.
John,
I'm
starting to think that you're just giving me these wins.
Why would it be National Vintage License Plate Day? How would you celebrate that? Okay.
I love the fact that... You know, it was the first time you even saw any of these days. Well, we only have a few days today.
Well,
I thought well-prepared program here. We really dug deep into that fake day that you like to throw in every once in a while.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for noticing. Really don't pay much attention to this thing, but, you know.
No, no, it's the most important feature that we have on this show.
It's just to get, it's kind of a warm-up, you know. It's just kind of a, to get us going. By the way,
everybody
why don't we
knows
start
that,
the,
don't they?
We should start the, you know, the stream on Facebook like 10 minutes early to see us scrambling around, trying to figure out.
That's a great idea.
What's going on. Yeah. Kind of behind the scenes. National Wanna Getaway Day. With the summer travel season upon us, National Wanna Getaway Day celebrates our freedom to get away on June 18th. Mm-hmm. Whether you plan a vacation today or take an impromptu vacation, celebrate today's National Day by taking steps to get away. Just have a nice getaway day today.
Yeah.
Today
just
would be a day to
get away. Yeah, it's... don't tell a family.
don't let them know you're just leaving
for
a day.
Just leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Just leave. Just walk out right now. Celebrate your freedom. Okay. All right. What else is it? It's splurge day.
A jet plane. Leaving on a jet plane. Who is that?
This is the John Denver.
The John Denver version. Better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in the, I think, New Christy Minstrels, and they did song, I think. I could be wrong about that. I was wrong once. National Splurge Day.
That's true. You were wrong just once.
I thought I was wrong, and I was wrong about that.
That's right.
I'm right all the time. Splurge Day. That's today, National Splurge Day. Splurging doesn't require wiping out the savings account, especially if it's only an occasional event. Of course, splurging comes in many forms. Wow. To some, it can mean saying yes to whipped cream on your latte or a bracelet you've been eyeing. To others, it might mean booking that vacation you've been dreaming about or taking. This is kind of tying in with the first Wanna Get Away Day.
Yes.
Today. It's kind of all a theme today.
Kind of impulsive.
It is. So, you know, splurge on something today. Okay? All right?
We do that every day. You know, with the internet and buying things online, everybody splurges each and every
day. Amazon. It's also National Go Fishing Day. See, it all ties in together. If you could splurge,
just
you could
getting away.
Get a boat and go out and do some fishing.
People don't fish anymore.
It's also National
kind of an outdated holiday.
So National Go Fishing Day encourages us to drop a line in the nearest stream, pond, lake, or river. Take a break from our daily routine to bait a hook.
It'd be great.
Sam, are you a fisherman?
On occasion.
Yeah?
On occasion. Usually I'll go with like my dad or the rest of my family.
I haven't fished since I was a little kid.
Wow, really?
Yeah. John?
Yeah, they don't make a collapsible fishing pole that has satisfied my need. Do they even make
can't meet your high standards.
No, my high standards.
You need a collapsible fishing pole. Remember the pocket fisherman?
Yes.
Fred Ronco.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
That's what you should have had.
Is that like telescope down into like a little thing?
It was a pocket fisher. Yeah, it was. Look it up. It's on the internet, on the YouTube. Pocket fisherman. I guarantee it. In addition to providing food, fishing is a recreational pastime for many.
Mm-hmm.
Recreational fishing includes conventions. What? They have conventions for recreational fishing?
They do.
Rules, licensing restrictions, and laws that limit the way that fish may be caught. A rod, reel, line, and hooks with any one of a different form of bait or lures are the most common forms of recreational fishing. So where do you like to go? What do you fish for, Sam, when you go fishing?
That's a good question. How to fish. I didn't learn what to fish for.
Right.
All right.
I know, you know, instead of a fishing pole, you use dynamite. I've seen that.
Some kind of electrocution method. Just drop a giant battery into the lake.
A battery. Electrocute
Trump fishing. Trump fishing. That's good. All right. Coming up, we've got the history books. We're going to crack them open here. And a little bit later on in the show, Art Paul Schlosser will be stopping by, our live guest in the studio. It's all on the John and Gordy Show for a Tuesday morning, June 18th.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true.
In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You gotta love ABBA.
ABBA.
John, you don't seem like you'd be a fan of ABBA.
I am. I find them to be absolutely surreal. You know, I love watching their concert footage.
The videos. Like, the videos they made.
It's hard to even imagine.
The early videos they made where they're looking like face to face with each other and just odd angle, and then they turn and twist and.
That was like the pre MTV era too.
It really was.
It was, and the brunette was always kind of straight.
Yeah,
but the blonde was looking out for everybody. I mean, she was hot, and the two guys were just man.
I don't know. Yeah,
where'd they get them?
I don't know. Why are we playing Waterloo? Because we're opening history books.
Yes, we are opening the history books.
Let's hear it. Let's open that big history book.
We gotta pull up the sound. There we go.
That's a big book.
It is a big book.
Okay.
Today Napoleon was defeated at Waterloo for the final time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good.
The almost greatest comeback.
It gave us that great song.
Yeah, you're right. The almost greatest comeback story of all time.
Yes.
Yeah. Too bad he had his hand in his vest.
All the time.
Maybe if he had taken it out, he wouldn't have been defeated. He could have fought with both hands.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Other things from today in history. Mm-hmm. The U.S. declares war on Britain in 1812, beginning the War of 1812, which actually lasted... more than 1 year. It lasted 3 years.
3 years. Mm.
So I don't know why they named it just the War of 1812.
Well, yeah, that's just when it started. Talk about when it ends. It's not included. Okay, what else happened on this
date? A couple of things that I didn't know about that I thought were actually pretty cool. Today in 1934, FDR signs the Indian Reorganization Act. And that changed like the entire federal policy related to Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, the government had the policy of assimilation, trying to like basically exterminate Indian tribes across the country. And this act gave them back a lot of power. It made them able to establish tribal governments, and
more control over their land.
Over their
reservations, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Today in 1983, Sally Ride became the first American woman in space.
That's right.
Yeah. Flew on the space shuttle quite a bit after the Soviets actually had sent up the first woman in space. 20 years in one day.
Wow.
Valentina Tereshkova.
I'm not going to try and pronounce
Tereshkova.
It.
It's not
Valentina Tereshkova.
Yeah. Very Russian name.
One of the few names I could actually say.
And any celebrity birthdays today?
A couple. Both musicians. Less importantly, Blake Shelton, born in 1976. But Sir Paul McCartney, born today in 1942.
Got a McCartney song?
I will pull one up. What's your favorite song?
Coming up live. Actually, it's a Wings song. But I don't like many Wings songs, but I like that one.
Coming up.
But the live. It's got to be the live version.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't do the studio version. Yeah. Studio version absolutely sucks.
Any particular live version?
That's amazing. I always hated coming up. I thought it was a horrible song.
Really? And now the live
no,
version?
No, not the... I have never heard the live version.
Oh, yes. That was the hit.
What the live version was? Or the
live
the
version
studio
was...
The version.
The studio version was not particularly a hit.
All right.
There's a big difference.
Maybe so I don't remember.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
This is the live version. You should pull up the studio version, too. For comparison purposes.
I've never heard this.
Crank it up. Yeah. And actually, I read a quote from John Lennon. This was one of his favorite Paul McCartney Wings songs. He actually liked this song. He didn't like a lot of Paul's stuff after they broke up, but he liked this one. All right. So it's Paul McCartney's birthday. Let's see, 1942. So he is what? 82 today. Wow.
Getting up.
Still
there.
Doing concerts that go 3.5 hours,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you have did you find the studio version?
I did. We'll see if the YouTube ad blocker lets me play it right away.
Okay. Or is it going to go to a commercial? Completely.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Definitely a different
vibe. Wait do you hear the vocal? If we can get to it. Come on, Paul, start singing.
How long is this intro? Oh, that's whack.
Wait till the chorus comes up. Then you'll really be in for a shocker. Here we go. Almost sounds like a computer-generated song, like an AI song.
Yeah, it's...
Speaking of that...
Not as good, but...
Do we have an AI song that we actually built already?
Yes, we have a couple of them.
All right. Are we going to go with that, or...?
This is the AI John and Gordy theme song.
Wow.
All right.
It doesn't rhyme the best.
A nightmare.
What was that?
I don't know.
The vocal's a little hard to understand.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they usually.
Well, that's kind of cool, though. That just.
The lyrics are supplied with the manufactured song.
You could do a karaoke version of the song.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That would be great.
And we've got special music for Dumpster Fire Friday.
Do we?
Oh, yeah. We do.
We've got to wait till Friday.
We'll save that.
That is, that's good. Well, I don't know.
Have you heard it?
Yeah. I kind of like the metal-ish version.
Oh, really?
Of it.
I like Bluegrass Number 2.
Oh, you
well,
do?
Come on, give us a teaser. I want to hear a little bit of it. No,
I think if you'd like,
yeah.
My son, instead of calling it metal, which is what I call it, he called it Power Rangers version.
What?
It
sounds like a Power Rangers theme.
Okay.
And there were a whole bunch of them that.
What's this about? Of the past Dumpster Fire Friday. MAGA history's final cry. Goodbye to the flag we fly. Dumpster Fire souls ablaze. Ashes of the past we praise. MAGA history's final cry. Goodbye to the flag we fly. Oh, Dumpster Fire souls ablaze. Okay. That's giving me a headache right
now. That's pretty cool. I love that one.
Too much for you in the morning?
That's too much.
That's my favorite. All right. And
especially since we don't have any coffee here.
Do you want to play the other ones or no?
Sure.
Sure. This one's the one that I like.
Okay. Fire burning bright. Fake news blazing in the night. Wipe it out before your mind. Let's restore. Is that about Dumpster Fire?
Yeah. They sing it right in the beginning.
Oh.
I don't know. That. We're missing the
Dumpster
front
Fire
word.
Burning bright.
Yeah. Could you play the other one now? Let's play it. Here. Quiet. Here we go.
What do we got to be quiet for?
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
As we deal with heat and its impact on our animals around Wisconsin, technology may give us some relief. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I'm not talking about technology like fans or sensors or anything like that. Instead, I'm talking about gene editing. The Red Angus Association is trying to use more gene editing to promote herd health. Tom Brink is the CEO of the Red Angus Association.
A lot of us are trying to figure out exactly what is the right way to handle this new technology and to potentially bring some of those animals into our database. We have decided at Red Angus that we're going to look at this new technology basically one gene edit at a time, and each one will be evaluated on its individual merit. Right now we have approved two gene edits within the Red Angus registry, and that would be for the slick gene, which is naturally occurring, and also the black to red gene edit, which is certainly naturally occurring as well. And so we have some of those animals, a very small number, but we have some of those in our registry already.
Tom Brink, CEO of the Red Angus Association, he says the black to red gene edit they can do with this technology actually helps keep animals healthier when the temperature climbs. As the temperature climbs around the upper Midwest, markets are climbing higher on a Tuesday morning. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing M-Power Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. M-Power is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Monday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to $2 even. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.5, 191.5. Double A butter, that gained a penny and three quarters to 3.10¾ per pound. This morning, December corn is up 2 at 4.64. November soybeans currently 3 cents stronger at 11.33. July wheat, that's down a penny right now, 5.90 a bushel. The class 3 milk that goes into cheese for July down a dime, 20.07 a hundredweight. The August milk contract down 6, 20.66 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
Right now, it's 74.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine. For people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
We'll have to make a run to Ed's.
Yeah. There's no coffee in the building.
Yeah. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. And pull up your Civic Media app. Listen to us there and text us and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and your input on our AI-generated music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're making some jingles and some fun songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll get into some of the hot topics and create a jingle out of that.
Yeah. You can call us at 608-879-8255. Call us or text us there.
Or steer clear, guys, or steer
879-8255. You know, here in Wisconsin, today, yeah, Wisconsin rally. Trump is going to be in Racine today.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. After calling Milwaukee a horrible city, we'll see what he has to say about Racine. He'll be there today.
Well, he could say that about Racine, but
oh, is that what you?
No, I would
think
never
about
say that about any city in our great state.
Never. Yeah.
But why again? We talked to Jim Santel about this.
Yeah,
and why would he go to Racine, a city that was to have Foxconn at one time?
Right? He's going to try to reclaim it somehow.
The eighth wonder of the world, and now he's going to say, well, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have Microsoft.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes.
That's
crazy.
So
Trump's in Wisconsin today.
Did you see that? They had a video up on CNN of Trump coming out on stage, and they had like fireworks. And,
oh, I missed that.
Yes.
Where was that? Was he?
I don't know where that is, but he might have some stage theatrics.
This whole act is stage theatrics. It's a one-man show.
It's like an Alice Cooper concert.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really sad that we don't have any coffee in the building, and I'm glad I brought my own. I'm okay. You know, I'm okay, but I worry about you guys.
Hey, everybody wants coffee.
Yeah, now.
Who wants coffee?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody
he stopped by.
Just in time. Just perfect. In time.
I'll top off over here. Right over here, buddy.
No, he's leaving. He's leaving.
Hey, come back here.
There he goes.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. He's always so excited that he made coffee that he forgets to actually pour anybody a cup.
Right. Yeah, he's just asking who wants it. Yeah,
that's right.
All right.
A tease, a coffee
it
tease.
Is. Are we going to play some more of the AI-generated music that we've been messing around with?
I think
with?
We kind of went through all of it, just
well,
about
let's,
all
the,
of
so
it.
Let's, can we make anything live while we're here on the air? Is that that? Is that possible, technically?
Well,
can we put in something?
Sam is the guy who's going to have to plug in all the information we want into that particular song.
Why don't we ask our seven listeners if, they...
Okay. I'm pulling up the website right now, and I'm on the Create page.
We're up to seven.
Basically, right. It gives us... We have 200 words. We have 200 words to write a prompt for the AI to create us a song.
That's way too
well, let's
many
get
words.
some texters, on the line. You know, we were talking about the emoji thing the other day.
That
kind of blew
that.
Up.
Let's do
Why
that.
Don't we do that?
Yeah.
Because, we were talking about the eggplant emoji and how that became associated with the penile area of the male
right. It should
agenda.
Have been, it should have been what? Cucumbers. Remember, it was cucumber day. And I said, why didn't they use cucumbers instead of eggplant emojis?
Yes.
To represent a penis.
Yeah. So, and we got a ton of people.
We were flooded with emojis.
Got to shut down the network there for a few minutes. The Civic Media Network was pushed to the limits.
It was.
We were getting calls from other stations in the network. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing with these emojis?
It's true.
But we did see a lot of funny emojis.
Yeah, really.
A lot of animated really ones crazy. That were, yeah.
I want you to type in what I typed you in my text. Why do you keep sending me eggplant emojis?
Do you want an eggplant emoji in that prompt also?
Why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. that type that whole thing. Why do you keep sending me eggplant emojis?
That's the name of the
song?
And
it's going to be part of the song.
Okay.
I mean, you can tell right from that it's a love song.
And what else? Cucumbers?
Yes.
How about, what else would we, what other objects or emojis? How can I say it?
That's where
there are
I got,
other things.
That's where I got hung up.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got the eggplant emojis up there.
Well, let's
bring up cucumbers.
Put the word funny in there, or, you know, or unusual or odd. I don't know. I don't know how this thing works. You guys have been messing around with it. I haven't done any of this kind of stuff.
What genre would you like it to be?
Genre? What's the choice? Do you have a choice?
You can put it in.
Give it to me and I'll type it in.
Well, let's have something understandable. Heavy metal, I don't think we can hear the words. So let's, I don't know, pop? I don't know. Pop Goes the Weasel?
Well,
is that a genre? Okay.
Bubblegum?
Bubblegum pop.
There you go.
Okay. So how long does this take to...
Well, I'm about to hit 10. Create, and okay. It should spit something out in less than 30 seconds.
Oh, really? That
yes,
fast?
That's pretty quick.
This is amazing.
I know it is.
All right.
By the way, we're the only show that is doing this.
Yeah.
No one else has the ability to do something.
Nationwide, nobody's thought of this till right now. Prove us otherwise.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong. Okay?
All right.
Did you push the button?
I did. It's doing
it. Still thinking?
It's chugging along.
There may be a reason why no one else is doing this.
Yeah.
We also should consider that.
We should. Well, let us know when it's ready.
Right, it's ready.
Get the button also ready.
The dump button?
No, yeah.
I wonder if the AI is going to swear at us.
No, they don't. They don't do that.
They could.
Let's try it.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Okay. It's thinking.
It's now it has to load.
Oh, okay.
Here it is.
Thought it was done.
Here we go.
Don't keep saying that.
Anticipating.
Today's high, 88 degrees. It's going to be hot and humid in Madison.
All right, here we go.
Right now, 74. Okay, the emoji song.
Trying to tell me something I don't know. Texting me late at night, acting kind of cozy. Is this a secret code or just for show? You made me laugh so hard, it's kinda silly. Every time I see that little purple thing, is it love, a joke, or just a whimsy? What are you telling me with those emojis you fling? Oh, baby, baby, what do you mean? Eggplant emoji on my screen. Are we talking love or just cuisine? Guess I'll find out when you're on the scene. I asked my friends and they just started giggling.
Yeah.
The messages keep coming day by day. Does it mean you're serious or are you tickling?
Tickling?
With your purple fruit in every word you say.
Wow.
Oh, now I
You got to fine tune that a little
bit.
But it's got to be a little more descriptive. Maybe this is like just an exercise for us in creative writing.
Yes.
Oh.
To write the prompt for it.
All
exactly.
Right.
A little too general, not enough specifics.
Okay.
But I mean, he nailed it just once, you know, with the eggplant emojis. Then that was about it.
Okay.
There's other, I don't know if well, it's got the lyrics here. It gives you the lyrics whenever you generate a song also. There's other references to it. But it's a little hard to hear with an AI-generated voice.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Well,
how it works. I mean, we're just demonstrating how this thing works.
Exactly.
It's immediate. It's just like that. And we could have done this with how horrible Milwaukee is.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We didn't have the technology at that point.
We didn't. So we can just come up with different songs anytime
we want.
That's great.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe an Eric Hovde song. Because there's a lot of references there.
A stand-up comedian.
Mustache.
Yep, the stand-up comedian.
Frozen Lake.
The porn.
Hates old people.
Bank porn on. Mustache. It's got to be porn mustache.
Porn mustache.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's work on that one. Let's do that one next. Come on, Sam. Start typing.
All right.
The polar dive that he challenged Tammy with.
Polar dive.
Remember that?
Tammy Baldwin. Throw that in there. Throw her name in there. All right. Well, we could fool around with this all day, but
we're not getting a lot of suggestions, so I don't know how this is taking off. But look, I mean, it's just technology. We're trying to work it into the show, cutting edge material here.
You know what would be great? We've got Art Paul Schlosser coming in for a while. He's always writing new songs.
He's on the cutting edge of whatever he is into.
If we get Art Paul involved with helping us make a song.
Yeah.
We could do that when he comes in here.
You know, I wonder if he wouldn't mind participating or helping us a little bit.
Yeah. He's right, brilliant. Musical
genius.
Creative mind. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
let's
keep that in mind, but I wish this was a little more successful with the eggplant emojis. We'll work on that one. I see hit in that whole idea.
Just got to, again, workshop it. We got to run it around the table, see who salutes, run it up the flagpole, and stick it in your pipe and smoke it. I don't know.
Well, let's get to something really
really
horrible.
Yeah, horrible and frightening.
It is horrible and frightening.
The
MAGAs are at it again.
Oh,
they've been very protective of children. You know, they've tried to protect children from everything in life.
Well, of course.
You know, they don't want them to read books anymore because books are bad for them.
Too many weird ideas from books.
And books keep them away from child labor.
Right.
but so now they go to school.
They're doing a little different twist on kids, right? They want to do something proactive.
Now, after they've gone after women and women's rights and women's health and everything, women.
Yeah, everything.
Women, everything.
Everything.
Now they're going after the kids. And here's a little summary of what is happening that is cut 106.
Okay.
And let's see what the agenda is next for the MAGAs.
Did you hear this MAGA Republican's creepy speech supporting child marriage?
If we continually restrict the freedom of marriage to people who are of a ripe, fertile age, marriage might be the right solution.
And it's not just child marriage. Across the country, MAGA Republicans are coming after our kids in the weirdest ways.
The Senate voted 29-18 to loosen child labor laws. Children who decide to get a job in Louisiana may soon have to work without the benefit of getting a break during their working hours.
Children can now legally carry guns in Missouri.
A Florida school district has pulled 176 books from its libraries.
Republicans in the state legislature shot down a bill that would have created exemptions for children who are victims of rape or incest.
Does my life not matter to you?
When it comes to our kids, we can't let MAGA decide our children's freedoms.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff, isn't it? I mean, this is what is happening out there. They're going after them, and this is happening in most of the red states anyway.
Isn't that something?
And it's good to be aware of it. I mean, they tried it here in Wisconsin. Well, they are doing it in Wisconsin. What they wanted to do, I think, at the latest piece of legislation was to allow kids to work, I think it was 14 and 15-year-olds, without the approval of a parent.
What?
Yes. Prior to that, I think a while back, they did pass something. They allowed children, I think, 16 to 17 to not have their parents' approval to go work instead of going to school. That doesn't help the parents out. When you think about it, you know, the parents want their kids to go to school.
Right. Yeah,
and if the kid says, no, I don't need your approval, I'm going to work instead, that does not help or push them back into school again.
No.
So now they wanted to at least go down to like 15 and 14 and 15, I believe.
When I was 15 and I got my first job, I had to get a work permit. And at the time, I thought that it was a really dumb idea because it was just like another step in the process.
Yeah.
But now I realize that it was
how important it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you realize it, but they're trying to eliminate the process of having a permit. And that having a permit allows the state to keep track of who's working and when they're working.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so there's no way to know whether they're being overworked or not if they don't have a permit.
Exactly. It's crazy stuff. 49 past the hour. More of the John and Gordy Show coming up a little bit later on. Art Paul Schlosser.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy on a Tuesday morning.
The Mad Pad.
It's the Mad Pad, and it's the family show. It's the shindig. It's the hullabaloo. Hey, coming up this weekend in Middleton, the National Women's Music Festival. Mm-hmm. June 20th through the 23rd at Marriott West in Middleton with Chris Williamson, Barbara Higbee, and Teresa Troll, also a band named Bitch. Wow. And many others. That's all the right name of the band, okay?
Son of a bitch?
No. No. Just
bitch.
Just bitch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the National Women's Music Festival, Marriott West, Middleton, June 20th through the 23rd.
You know, I just throw this little thing in. You know, we call it shindig, hullabaloo, stuff like that, right?
Right, yeah.
But when those shows came out in the 60s, and it was, I love those shows.
Me too.
And at the time, I didn't like the dancers. I just wanted to see the group. Now I'm into the dancers. I don't know what that says.
Yeah, I think I do. But dirty old man.
It's fun to see their dance moves, to see what they were doing.
It's crazy to see the dance moves. Yeah. And they always had them in cages.
I know. What does that mean?
What's that all about? I don't know.
But here's the thing. You know, I thought at the time, shindig or hullabaloo were like our parents' terminology. I didn't think they were good names for, you know, teen shows.
Those are TV executive things.
That's what I thought.
They came up.
They were really out of it.
Yeah.
So that's why we use shindig and hullabaloo now, because they're back in.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for explaining that.
Well, it's always been something that bothered me when I was a kid. You know, parents always think they can do it for us and they can explain us and that they use the right terminology, and they never did.
You find that you're doing that with your sons at all?
No,
you try to be hip, you try to be cutting edge and all that
stuff?
No, there's
no way I'm going to try that on them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, I've tried, I guess, and I failed miserably, I'm dancing on eggshells.
It's a sad story.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot and humid today. Highs around 88, right now 74 degrees downtown on State Street.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get into a little bit of anti-tech. How about that? Let's get into the anti-tech.
You want to do that, or you want to take a phone call?
We have Mark on the line.
Yeah, he's on the John and Gordy hotline.
Let's get to Mark first, obviously.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, just getting back to your last thing. That guy talking about when girls are ripe. I mean, just they're just so incredibly creepy there. What is this? I mean, that guy there I'd be watching out for because he's probably, you know, looking at those 11-year-old girls that are just, you know, that hitting menses, and they're just thinking that that makes them eligible for marriage and breeding, I guess. Is it just, is this what these guys have in mind?
It's a mindset. It's what they're thinking.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, it's just, like I said, I've said before, just jaw-droppingly.
It is.
And there's people that go along with it. I mean, I just can't wrap my mind around it.
Yeah, you would think that somebody would hear somebody say that, or just, you know, what we played here, and then hear that little cut, and then say, you know what, I may be wrong about this party, the mega party. I may not be the right person for this party.
Well, hopefully that's the case.
And give you the creeps.
It's a wake-up call.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Mark.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right. 608-879-8255.
I want to get into something anti-tech, but I thought it was really, really interesting stuff.
Right.
Let's get the intro.
Okay. I like that.
For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. One
step beyond. Woo! Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a big intro for something very small. But I thought this was really, really crazy technology. Do you have a cut 102 set up here?
Okay.
This is just amazing what they do in replacing light bulbs in an area where they don't have electricity. Instead, they are using water bottles. Let's listen to this track.
Okay. Why do Filipinos drill holes in their roofs and stuff them with water bottles? This is a new electricity-free lighting method designed for slums and areas with electricity shortages. Simply fill a recycled water bottle with clean water, add a little bleach to prevent bacteria growth, and then make an appropriate hole in the roof. Insert the bottle along with a shield into the hole. When sunlight hits the bottle, it scatters the light through refraction, turning the bottle into a non-electric light bulb that brightens the room below.
Isn't that cool?
This technology has already helped millions of households in the Philippines, Africa, and other regions. To make it useful at night, solar panels have been installed on the device. During the day, it uses refraction for lighting, and at night, the solar panel, charged by a day's worth of sunlight, comes into play.
With LEDs.
The cost is extremely low, requiring only a mineral water bottle and a cheap solar panel, enabling those living in slums to escape darkness.
Isn't that cool?
Well, that's amazing.
That is an amazing idea.
So you get a water bottle. Fill it with water bottle. A little bit of bleach.
Yep.
Skylight on the cheap.
A skylight.
Yeah. That's... John, have you heard that voice before?
No.
It does sound a little familiar.
That's an AI voice. Like if you're making TikToks, that's one of the most commonly used voices that they use for voiceover stuff.
I've been fooled again.
No wonder we can't get any voiceover work. You know, we used to do a lot of voice work. Now it's just all AI generated.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not very happy about that at all. Let's cut this whole AI thing out. No, we're not going to do that.
They're taking over. Okay. Wow.
Well, it is pretty bad. I even liked the song that we did. I like the Power Rangers version, which is kind of a metal version of Dumpster Fire Friday. I liked it, and I liked the tune and song. I thought I'd pass it along to Rocker, and you know, he's a drummer. He would love to do that song.
Yeah.
But I actually liked the song.
We have the time to play. We haven't played that one yet.
Have we played it
at the beginning?
Yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
All right.
But you'll hear it. We've got a Dumpster Fire Friday special coming up. Should we mention that?
Sure.
Yeah?
For 4th of July weekend, we're going to be gone on the 4th, which is a Thursday, and the 5th, which is Friday.
And we're going to use that Friday. We're going to do a pre-recorded show, and we're going to have all the Dumpster Fire Friday songs and music that we create.
The best and the worst of Dumpster Fire Friday?
We have to dump stack of stories that I have.
We've got a backlog.
We're going to go nuts.
Okay.
So you got to check that out.
All right. All right. Coming up in our next hour, just a few minutes away from Art Paul Schlosser making a live appearance with John and Gordy on The Family Show. Coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the hot weather continues and we do a segment of the good, the bad, and please tell me that's not true. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.